Now we're consistent.
Now it's right.
Do that thing again.
Yeah, you're banging it out.
Welcome to the Cedar Hills Planning Commission meeting dated January 24th, 2017. We all members are in attendance, but John Dredge this evening. So voting tonight will be Craig, David, Jeff, Oriane, and Stephen. Stephen's not here. So, Brian. Make sense?
Yep.
All right. Let me get the now that I have his attention, I can get the agenda up so I'm organized. All right. So the first order of business is to call order, which we just did, and swearing in any new members.
There aren't any new members to swear in.
That's what I thought. So there are no new members to swear in. I believe in city council meeting. Two meetings ago, the alternates were reapproved, right? Yeah.
Anyone whose term was expiring was set to, everyone expressed the desire to re-up, so where you've already been sworn in, there's not a need to do that again.
So very good.
Take care of.
That makes it easy. So the next item of business is appointment of chair and vice chair for the Planning Commission. Hard to believe it's been a year already. Seems like we just barely did that. But it has its new year. And so I will entertain anybody want to nominate somebody for chair?
No, do we have to change?
Yeah, I don't know if there's been any discussion, but I would propose continuity unless those serving as chair and vice chair have a different preference.
I would agree.
I would be happy to serve as chair again. That I believe officially I have to be appointed, right, by the commission to make it legit.
Correct.
So still need to do nominate a second and such.
Okay, well, I will nominate David Driggs as chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
There you go.
All right. All those in the favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I'll now entertain a nomination for vice chair, and I'll nominate Craig Clements.
A second.
There you go.
You won't do that, right? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so motion passes. Okay, now time to set aside for public comment, and we have members of the public here, and they are more than welcome to make public comment.
I'll put the comment on.
Public hearing is after public comment. So, is there anybody that would like to make a public comment of any nature?
Come on, we never get public comments. Somebody make a comment.
So we do welcome the Boy Scout troop from the Manila Third Ward, my alma mater. Mm-hmm. So welcome. With nobody wanting to make public comment, I will close public comment. We are now open a public hearing on the matter of the amendment to the official zone map of the city of Cedar Hills. Is there anybody here that would like to make a public comment during the public hearing portion of the meeting? All right, nobody would like to make public comment during the public hearing, so I will close that portion of the meeting. So now we have scheduled item number four, approval of minutes from October 25th, 2016, Planning Commission meeting. We didn't meet in November, which was canceled in December, the whole meeting, so we've not had a meeting for like 3 months. So, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from October 25th, 2016?
So moved.
I have a second.
I would second, but I wasn't here at that meeting.
Was there any discussion or contribution? Anybody want to discuss it?
A second.
What were you saying?
I've got a second.
I thought you seconded.
No, I said I would second, except I wasn't at that meeting. So I can't verify that that's
right. Brian, second.
Okay, very good.
I read through them.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So now, number five, will you review recommendation on amendments to official zone map of the city of Cedar Hills? And we have interim manager, city manager, Chandler Goodwin.
Happy to be here with you tonight. If we buckle down and focus, this could be a record for the quickest meeting. So. What you have before you is the zoning map as it currently stands. Now, we're not changing any zones tonight. What it is we're adopting a map that's reflecting the changes that have already been made. So the changes, if you look at your map, the purple area on the south end of town is the R1 15,000 zone. That used to be the RR1 20,000 zone, and we switched portions of it to be in the R1 15,000 zone. This was about, I want to say, about a year and a half ago. Other than that, changes include various portions of city-owned property, parks, and other facilities to be moved into the public facility zone. That includes the park that's yet to be developed down on the south end of town, Cottages Park, Bay Hill Park, Doral, and there's one other little pocket park down in Cedar Run. So we're not, like I said, we're not changing any zones here. We're just updating the map to reflect the zones that have been changed.
Put the colors on.
But that does that does require planning commission and council action. Are any questions?
Does the body have any questions or comments about the map?
I do.
Yeah.
That Wedgwood is looking really lonely these days in this updated map.
That Wedgwood?
Wedgwood.
It is. It's one boundary adjustment away from an island.
Which is Wedgwood?
Right here.
Wedgwood is the...
These have all annexed into... These were all Pleasant Grove, and they've all annexed in.
You guys can
so now there's one lot, and then one lot tying Wedgwood in. Because this is Pleasant Grove.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Chandler.
Yeah. So is there any...
Well, I was just going to say, after you answer this question, maybe I didn't have it open when you were explaining it, so if you could just re-explain it now that I have it open.
Yeah, just the zones that were changed?
Yeah.
So if you look on the south end of town, there's a dark purple. There's a kind of a pink, magenta, and there's a purple. The darker purple is the R1 15,000 zone. That used to be in the RR1 20,000 zone, and we moved about a year and a half ago, we moved that into the R1 15,000 zone. Other than that, as far as zoning changes, oh, and one other thing I forgot to mention was that since the last zoning map was adopted, the property that Hartz is on, that Reinhart Oil owns, was annexed into the city, and that was moved into the SC1 commercial zone, obviously. And then there's various city-owned properties that were moved into the public facility zone. On the very south end of town, there's the Cottages Park. In the Cedars East, it's a very tiny parcel on a corner, but it's Doral Park. And then in the southwest side of town, there's a little park called Cedar Run Park, which is a retention basin with some playground equipment. And then I believe that the Bay Hill Park and the city building were moved into the public facility zone as well.
My only comment on the map is there are some city, I'm assuming they should be green, public facility property.
Which ones?
That are not green.
Which ones are you talking about?
Well, for example, adjacent to my home is a detention basin.
We don't necessarily move every retention basin into the public facility zone. Typically, if it's a facility that's like a park. But we can look at doing that. Where there's not any development on a retention basin, because there's lots of city-owned property that's still not zoned public facility. For example, if you look at on the very southeast side of town, there's a big open parcels there just east of Silver Lake Drive. That's all open space that the city owns. That's not public facility, but that's in the H1 zone. But there's no density there.
How do you define that as a public zone? Is it maintained by the city?
It is maintained by the city, but we could put it into the public facility zone, but that wasn't the intention at that time.
When we did the public facility, wasn't it if there's a facility?
Yeah.
Like a park or a restroom?
Yeah. But I mean, with that same argument, you could argue that a retention pond is some sort of infrastructure of the city, which it is, but it's not a facility in the sense that we have a bathroom or equipment or...
Or sign.
Or sign. Or
so are you saying that the detention basin is considered a residential zone?
It's in a residential zone.
Right.
But it doesn't have any density on it.
Right. I don't know how often we visit the map. I don't know how much work effort would be involved.
Not a lot.
In identifying all, truly all of the quote, public facility, property in the city.
I mean, that's something we can look at doing.
So yeah. I guess my question, Chandler, is why isn't this facility?
Because it's more tied to the golf course. So it's in the town site residential. And part of that goes back to the, as I recall, it's part of it is the bonding documents, making sure that this stays as a recreational facility with the Cedars West, as I recall. I'd have to go back and look at that. But there was a specific reason why we didn't move this building as well into it.
That does bring up the other aspect of that is you know, the golf course is zoned as residential.
We've talked about possibly moving that because it's zoned residential, but it's not, there's no density on it. There's no homes to be developed on it. So in order for it to be developed, it would have to there would have to be action by this body and the city council in order to put density back on it.
Right, but it is a permitted activity.
It is, but there's no room, so to speak.
The density
has been clustered in the Cedars West.
Right, unless the golf course were sold.
Yeah.
Off and.
But they'd have to be rezoned at that point.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to say in the town site residential because the density wouldn't meet the density requirements.
Unless the developer was going to put in similar density, right?
But it was a trade-off,
density
right?
Been used. I mean,
if there's a developer at that point, then the city's sold off the land. Because right now, a developer's not going to walk into the city and say, I'd like to develop this land. Here's my plan. It's our property.
Right.
So if that were to happen, there would be discussions much earlier than that preceded that.
And you would have to change the zoning.
Yeah, but if they sold it, they'd have to change it.
To sell it. Before they sold it.
Yeah.
And there's a small amount of density left there. We talked about that.
There is, but not enough to, and I believe it's contained in St. Andrews, too.
Yeah.
But as I recall, and Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, that the bonding documents precluded the city from changing the purpose or use of the land without the bond becoming callable. And part of that is the reason why we're just leaving it in the zone where it is.
Right.
Otherwise, you couldn't get the density you have in Cedars West, right?
Correct.
That's what you mean when you say the density's already been used up.
Yeah. So if you look at the average lot size for Cedars West and just the wagon wheel portion, it's very small lots. But it was developed in conjunction with the golf course. So if you take the open space from the golf course, then all of a sudden these become quarter, third acre lot averages.
Right.
So this is a review action item. We vote on this, correct? Yes.
We recommend it.
Yeah, you recommend it. I personally would like to see all the city-owned managed properties designated a public facility. Personally.
I didn't bring my book tonight because I was in a hurry. What's the definition of public facility in the code? Because that might clear this up. I could pull it up somewhere. I'm sure it's
on the interweb. In the past, it just hasn't.
Right.
I'm not saying that like putting the retention basins in is impossible. I'm just saying in the past that hasn't been an issue. So let's look at it. It says the public facility zone is established to provide areas for the location and establishment of facilities owned and maintained by public and quasi-public entities that utilize relatively large areas of land.
See, the relatively large areas would preclude
So maybe that's where we made the distinction in the past, is they're not really used by the public. They're maintained by the city.
For sledding.
But not even that. Read the newsletter.
It's the effective regulation of the placement and construction of major public systems and facilities within the city in order to ensure that said facilities will be consistent with the purposes of the general plan and be located, constructed, and maintained in a manner that will further the interest of the city and its residents and facilitate the implementation of Utah Code, annotated sections 10.9.106. That actually needs to be updated because that reference to code is not right. It needs to be 10.9.8.
Is there any other public or any other questions on the matter? I will entertain a motion on the matter.
I move we recommend approval of the amendments to the official zone map to the city of Cedar Hills as presented tonight.
I second.
Any discussion before we vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay for me. Motion passes. Okay. The next item, number six, is review action on the 2017 Planning Commission meeting schedule. I don't know if you all had a chance to take a look at that schedule or not. Like last year, we do not have a meeting in December. And I didn't look at the dates. I presume these are still Tuesday night dates.
Or Tuesday.
Okay.
Even the November, sometimes we go for an earlier date there. This one was still late enough that we could do it after Thanksgiving.
Okay. The only one I wondered about was July 25th. I don't know if what day of the week that is.
That's Tuesday. I'm assuming it's a Tuesday.
So I don't know how people have occupations where they get the 24th off anymore or off on vacation and things, but I don't have a problem with the schedule as is. I'm just pointing it out that it's something to
consider.
The 24th is a Monday.
I think people will probably take the Friday off before, but that's just my
opinion. It is the day after my birthday, so if you want to.
We'll have a party.
any concerns about the schedule? Not on hand.
There's never a good one in July.
Huh? Okay, at the 25th then?
Yep.
I don't imagine there being a problem there. I mean, we can play that, watch that day, see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move that we approve the 2017 Planning Commission meeting schedule as indicated here in our packet.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Who's the second? Craig.
Craig. Okay, I think we're adjourning. I will entertain a motion to adjourn, but I did want to just mention one thing. So last year during our meetings as chair, I pretty much everybody kind of run loose with their comments, and I think that's a great way to operate. But I just want to caution a little bit about interrupting people, letting people finish their thoughts and comment. I was guilty of that last year. I'm just trying to do a better job of just pointing it out that we can all have a turn and let people. Sometimes you're trying to get your thoughts together, right? And then there's a little gap there, and the moment there's a gap, and it's like, bam, somebody jumps in and takes your comment away, right? So I just wanted to just caution us a little bit about that this year. I'll try and do a better job of that myself. So, all right. Thoughts around that? You could say, Chair, you're crazy, it happened or something.
Sounds good, Arson.
I do want to also recognize the peaceful transition of power and the commissioner being the same with the chairs this year. So, if you recognize that.
You're not going to tweet that out or later.
So, I have a motion to adjourn.
Yep, and a second.
So moved.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. We are adjourned. This meeting was 22 minutes long.